Last year, I represented Australia in the longest and toughest horse race in the world, which is called the Mongol Derby. It was a life-changing experience, and I guess I was looking for an excuse to go back. I actually met wonderful people there, Naran Bhatta Radia, which is Mongolia's leading vet, and together we decided to organize an endurance event, which would allow people who did not want to go through the roughness of the race to participate on quiet horses, but also have an event that is basically based on endurance riding.
What exactly is endurance riding for people who don't understand what that means?
So in Australia, you have an event called the most prestigious endurance event is called the Tom Quilty Gold Cup, and we race from 80 km to 160 km a day on
Wow.
one horse.
That's incredible. And what did you do at the Mongol Derby last year? Was that similar to the event we have here in Australia, or only in the sense that it's endurance?
No, it is very different. You change horse every 40 km. The horses aren't trained. The horses are semi-wild. You travel with only 5 kilo of gear for 1,000 km. It's all on GPS coordinates. There is vet check, but it's more a speed race because you change horse every 40 km.
What was that experience like? I mean, it was the first time you'd ever been to Mongolia. Was it the first time you'd ever ridden? Is there Mongolian semi-wild horses?
Yes, so yes, it was my first time in Mongolia and also my first time on semi-wild Mongolian horses. It's very, actually, it was very scary at times. I remember a particular time I was fearing for my life during the race, and it is a great adventure and it is tough. It is really, really tough.
And because of that toughness, and I know when we spoke last year, you said it's quite a financial expenditure to get there as well and get all your gear and whatnot, you've come up with your own event.
Yes, that's right. So my husband and I basically spent $30,000 for me to go to Mongolia last year, and we seen 50% of the competitors did not finish the race, and some of them were really badly injured. And the idea came up when we met these local people to create an all our own race. And obviously, being passionate about endurance and my whole career revolves around endurance, I thought, why don't we create an endurance race in Mongolia?
So, what's your event called?
Our event is called the Gobi Desert Cup, and it is based on endurance, which means we also create jobs and employ people in Mongolia to train the horses. We teach them about endurance. We also use FEI qualified vet, which are qualified to vet internationally in endurance events. The race we create also is a lot cheaper and available to just anyone that wish to participate. In our race, we like to mainly invite people who have done endurance or have experience riding long distances. So the riders are only allowed to compete 80 km a day. And every night we're regrouped. Also, each rider will have to ride 80 km with one horse. So there is a lot more management in place. You have to have skills and experience and knowledge to get your horse through the 80 km course.
What is the course? Where will you guys be riding?
Well, so I just come back from Mongolia in June, where we marked the course with GPS coordinates, and from the name, the Gobi Desert Cup, we're actually riding to the Gobi Desert.
So, how long is this course?
The course is 480 km, so the riders will be racing for 6 consecutive days.
And is it a so if they're racing the same distance every day and regrouping every night, is it still a competition? How does that side work?
Absolutely. It's a point system. So everything is in place for horse welfare. We want to really protect the horses, of course. So we came up with a point system basically, if you're first, you get 250 points. If you're second, 225. It doesn't matter how hard you ride the next day. If you're first, you're first. If you're second, you're second. So that allow to take a lot of pressure off the Mongolian horses.
How much work has gone into organizing this event? I mean, you're based here in outback Queensland and you're organizing an event in Mongolia.
Well, it's actually getting very exciting now because we created this last year.
That's amazing. I mean, and you've been coordinating and communicating with the people back in Mongolia for this whole time. Like you said, that you've got local trainers and local workers working.
That's right. So basically, Nara, which is my business partner, takes charge of all the training. So I design the training program. because I've been working as an endurance trainer for a few years. So I designed a training program. And right now we have 100 Mongolian horses at our training center getting trained.
How many people or competitors have you got competing in this competition, the inaugural Gobi Desert Cup?
So this year we cut the nomination at 16 riders, which means we have to provide 100 horses to have in different location at different time. For our first year, next year we will have two more teams, which means that we will have 24 place. So we also have a different approach. We don't only want one winner. We want everybody to complete the race. And most importantly, we always have a few very competitive riders which will try and get first, second and third individuals. But for the less competitive riders, we are there for the experience, and to them, to people, completing the race is a win in itself, isn't it? Right. So I also came up with a team system where people can regroup and run in a team of four and try and be the first team on the podium.
Where are the competitors from that are taking part?
So we have riders from America, New Zealand, Australia and France.
Wow. And are they people that you met through the Derby last year or just that have
they
come?
They are all endurance riders that I have never met before, which is actually even more exciting. The other thing that's really wonderful is we actually are going to camp with Nomad family every night. So the riders get to experience a nomadic lifestyle. And also the food, which include fermented camel's milk, fermented mare's milk, vodka made from fermented camel's milk, and biscuits made from dry yogurt.
Wow. So when exactly does the competition start?
So we will be picking up the riders in the capital of Mongolia, Ulaanbaatar, on the 6th of September. On the 6th and 7th, we will be training them at the start camp where they discover the gear, the rules, the official, and most importantly, the Mongolian horses. From the 8th until the 13th of September, the riders will be racing 80 kilometers a day. And on the 14th, we will have the closing ceremony and presentation.
What is it that you love so much about endurance riding?
Oh, I really enjoy spending long hours on my horse. And also, you know, I believe that looking between your horses here is freedom. It's just a very special feeling. And also this relationship where you work together through something. I mean, you know, 80 kilometers a day, it's not all easy. You have to trust your horse. You have to manage your horse. You have to believe in it. And it's just, it really is a challenge with every horse. And that's what's so much fun about it, is to share it with a horse.